You are listening to Doug Thorpe's New Manager Forum. Sit back and enjoy this new message. Here's Doug.
I've got a question for you. Are you a manager? Are you in a role where you are managing, processing people? Do you own a company or do you work for someone who does? If you're in a management position, I've got some news for you. My name is Doug Thorpe. I'm an executive coach, and I help business owners and managers at all levels become better leaders. That's a key question. Are you a manager? Are you a leader? Your position may tell you that you're a manager. I am VP of XYZ. I'm the senior manager. Yada, yada, yada. Well, I got news for you. There's a big difference between just managing that unit and leading that unit. You see, as a manager, you can get things done. You can be a, quote, good manager, end quote, and you can hit the goals, you can hit the hurdles, you can produce the widgets that your unit is responsible for. You can do some great things from a business perspective, but are you really being a leader for that unit? You see, management works in the short term. You can manage through a crisis. You can manage through a deadline. You can manage through a project. But when you're talking about, as Jim Collins calls it, good to great, you have to have leadership to do that. Why is that? Well, leaders provide the vision for the company. They provide the inspiration. They provide the ultimate motivation to get something done. Now, a manager who is becoming a leader is actually going to demonstrate some of those things. They're going to exhibit those talents and those skills that help motivate people. And if you're not feeling good about your leadership capacity, if you're asking yourself, is there more? I'm going to promise you there is more. There is an opportunity to increase your capacity to be a better leader. The trick is we all have natural limits on our ability to lead. Some are very shallow, very narrow. Some people know this as the Peter principle. You get promoted up to what? Your maximum level of incompetence? Well, that's the Peter principle. John Maxwell calls this phenomenon the leadership lid. You've got a cap on what you can do. Can you raise that lid? Absolutely you can. It involves getting on a program to grow as a leader, to define some areas of responsibility, to define some areas of leadership development that need to happen. There are many, many facets of being an effective leader. You cannot tackle all of them at the same time. You have to prioritize. You have to target your growth and development responsibilities. To get there, it's very valuable to go find a coach to do that. Now, this is not a gratuitous plug for my coaching services, although I'd be more than happy to help you with it. I'm just going to encourage you, though, to consider a coach, whether it's somebody you know in your own network right now, someone in your community, someone that's available. There are a lot of great virtual coaches out there that have wonderful, phenomenal programs. Yes, sure, I hope you come see me about it, but I want you to know that there is a difference in being a manager and being a leader. And if you're looking for ways to grow as a leader, give me a call. Reach out to my website at dougthorpe.com. It's real simple. That's Doug, T-H-O-R-P-E.com, and I'll provide you a whole lot of extra information about how to make a big difference in your work, in your family, at home, and in your community. Be a better leader. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Doug Thorpe's New Manager Forum. Visit our website at dougthorpe.com. Leave a comment or ask a question. We'll see you in the next episode.